This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, September 4th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. U.S. tariffs on shoes often favor the well-heeled. Higher tariffs often apply to shoes purchased by those with the lowest income. And those shoes are often produced by people with even lower incomes than that. So why put tariffs on products that are, by and large, not even made in the United States? U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer spoke at the Cato Institute Capitol Hill briefing July 25th, and he addressed many of those concerns. This is a segment of his talk.
In my district, I've over the years done a lot of work with a homegrown little company that's grown into more than a $1 billion enterprise, Columbia Sportswear. They import, source in Asia. One of their products is a boot from China that's called Diamond Peak. If you had a men's Diamond Peak boot and a woman's Diamond Peak boot in front of you, I defy you to be able to determine any difference at all. But if you looked at the label for the tariff bill, you would find that the men's boot is more than 15% higher for the tariff for an identical. You know, there have been efforts on the federal government regulators to look at this. There was one study in 1960, now we're going back to the Eisenhower administration, that conceded the, quote, economic justification is questionable. Well, they raise the prices of imports, and oftentimes there's a distorting effect because of the differential in terms of tariffs, where they are it influences the location of production facilities, not where they are going to be the most efficient and inexpensive overall, but playing the tariff game. There are, I think, legitimate concerns about trade role in dealing with productivity. There's lots of areas that experts can talk about the distortions about trade, and we have heated discussions dealing with environment and labor conditions and whatnot. But one of the things that appears to be very clear is that the inexpensive goods that are typically consumed by lower income Americans are paired up. There are higher income Americans tend to purchase a greater portion of services. The fact that the rate of inflation and the competition for the lower end items, particularly footwear, imported, has gone up so much less in terms of inflation than the more expensive services that are consumed by higher income people. This actually has helped hold down the cost of living for a number of poor Americans. Even people who are quite cranky about some of the dislocative effects, because the impact of dislocations within the manufacturing sector have been felt differentially, and they fall disproportionately on some of the people involved in it. It's a real and serious issue. But few would dispute that there are significant beneficiaries at the lower end of the spectrum. The extent to which we are imposing tariffs, particularly for not a good and rational reason, we are raising the cost of living for these lower income citizens. The net loss, and we've got some certified smart people who will actually extol this in greater detail as I'm sprinting for the airport, but the net benefit of for the United States in terms of the welfare gains under the current system approaches a $4 billion loss to the economy, according to the certified smart people. So what do we do? Periodically, we have items that are brought forward under miscellaneous tariff legislation to deal with some of the things that are the most egregious. And I would just posit here for a moment that there is a moral dimension here, not just an economic dimension. I am personally frustrated that the way this system works is skewed against lower-income people, or lower-income countries, as well as the potential with low-income people. I was in Thailand right after the tsunami, and we were talking about things that we could do to help in the reconstruction of Southeast Asia. And one of the suggestions that was advanced is maybe there would be a little tariff relief, not so much money that was coming in, that we were collecting more in shrimp tariffs from Thailand than we were planning to provide with reconstruction benefit. And this would have been something that would have helped people who were at work. I've had this conversation with the president of Pakistan, who was seeking aid in the aftermath of the war on terror, and did not embarrass him in the meeting we had with the Foreign Affairs Committee, but just saying, well, you know, wouldn't you be better off if we did maybe cut you a deal on the import tariffs on your textiles? And he acknowledged that that might be helpful. We continue as a country to discriminate against the poorest in the world. We collect more in tariffs from Bangladesh than we do from England. We focus on the areas that they are most competitive to protect at times some areas that it's arguable that we don't and shouldn't be providing that protection. Agriculture is the worst example where there's some comparative advantage to make a huge difference to poor and developing countries. Well, so we end up with this situation where we're trying to move forward and make adjustments through these miscellaneous tariff suspension bill, like maybe we'll be making some arguments that we ought to reduce or eliminate tariffs on items no longer produced in the United States. Radical concept, but maybe something that has a benefit of moving forward.
Earl Blumenauer is a Democratic U.S. representative from Oregon. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can hear Representative Blumenauer's full comments at cato.org.